英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天周一的双语美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays!
今天呢跟大家带来一个故事一起来分享哈、一个关于爱情的故事，找到人生当中的 true love, 真爱。诶，我们很少涉及到这个 true love 之类的主题，是不是？
Yeah, like they often say that true love doesn't really exist and that Mr. or Mrs. Right also don't exist, only Mrs. and Mrs. Right now. But this story will kind ofYeah, touch your heart, really.
对呀、朱迪老师给我们挑了一个这样的故事啊，我当时读到的时候还是有点惊讶的。人生当中我们都说真爱难寻啊，有几个人生命当中能够找到自己的真爱呢？真爱到底存不存在呢？每个人是因人而异的，大多数人觉得真爱是不存在的，哪那么容易遇到啊，是不是？所以我们在一些文学作品当中呢，可以想象一下，去弥补一下自己对于这种真爱的追求和相信。
Yeah, and don't be sad if you think like, okay, no, for me, true love, like I will never find it, etc. Like if you hear this story, be inspired, be encouraged, because you never know, just like the two people in this story.
嗯，今天这个故事呢，其实标题还是挺文艺的，叫做 Salty Coffee, 加盐的咖啡。
Ew.Salty coffee?
从字面意思上看来的话，这个加盐的咖啡好像味道不怎么好。
Yeah, especially for Chinese people. Like, in general, Chinese people like their coffee pretty sweet, I noticed. But, like, salty coffee?
是，其实中国人喝咖啡都不是很习惯。啊，当然，现在已经习惯多了。咖啡呢，苦苦的。啊，我们一开始接触这个饮料的时候觉得，哎，这个有什么可喝的哈、那么苦，不知道外国人为什么喜欢喝这个咖啡。然后呢，我们也喜欢在咖啡里面加糖加牛奶、
yeah.
然后给它调味，调成一种很爽口的味道喝下去。
Yeah, we Dutch people will say that's not coffee, that's like just water with some brown and like some sugar and milk for us. Like we always like our coffee black, and we drink likeAn investigation once said that Dutch people drink about 5 cups on average a day.
你们
It's too much.
荷兰人每天喝咖啡喝得挺多的。
Yeah, we have a big coffee culture. It's really like, we also have a verb to like...To go on a coffee with someone, literally translated. So, yeah.
你看今天这个文章讲盐咖啡啊，喝咖啡怎么能有盐咖啡呢？所以这个标题本身它就有一种，悬念在里面。我们就想 find out more.
Yeah.
就想知道到底这个盐咖啡是个什么意思。其实讲的呢就是两个人，遇见彼此的故事。
Yeah. It's a story about two people and how they first met.And the passage of their love story.
The passage of their love story. 他们是怎么样相知相爱，到最后呢，发现了一个真相的。
Yeah.
或者是发现了一个谎言的。所以今天这个故事是很有意思。好， Salty Coffee, a love story. 我们一起呢，来进入到今天的美文阅读第一段。
Salty Coffee, a love story. He met her at a party.She was outstanding, and there were many guys chasing after her. While he was average-looking, shy, and awkward, at the end of the party, he finally summoned all his courage and invited the girl to have a coffee with him. She was surprised, but out of politeness, she accepted the invitation to go on a date. They both sat in a nice coffee shop. He was too nervous to say anything, and she felt uncomfortable waiting for a coffee. With him being so shy and awkward around her,It seemed like the conversation between them would never start. The coffee was brought, and suddenly, he asked the waiter, Could you please bring me some salt? I'd like to put it in my coffee. Everyone at the cafe stared at him with a strange look. His face turned red. But still, he put the salt in his coffee and drank it. She asked him curiously, Why this unusual habit? He took a couple of sips and replied, When I was a little boy...I lived near the sea. I liked playing in the sea. I could feel the taste of the sea, just like the taste of salty coffee. Now, every time I drink salty coffee, I think of my childhood. I think of my hometown. I miss my hometown so much. I miss my parents who are still living there. While saying that, tears filled his eyes. She was deeply touched. This was his true feeling from the bottom of his heart. She figured that a man who talks this openly about his homesickness must be a man who loves his home, cares about his home, and has realized his responsibilities towards his family. So she also started talking about her childhood, her faraway hometown, and her family.
故事开始了，希望大家呢跟着我们一起进入到阅读这个故事的过程中，同时呢享受阅读这篇故事。大家今天听完有什么听后感啊？马上在节目结束以后呢，就直接发到微信上，我们组合起来，然后发在微信上跟大家一起来分享感受。好了，一起来看第一段的第一句。
He met her at a party. She was outstanding, and there were many guys chasing after her.While he was average looking, shy, and awkward.
主人公出场了。He met her at a party. 他遇见他，男他遇见女他，是在一个派对上。She was outstanding. 这个单词稍微难一点， outstanding, 站出来，出众的。
Yeah, it's really like someone who is outstanding, you notice right away because they are like very different than other people in a good way.
人群中是亮眼的，是出色的，是出众的。She was outstanding. And there were many guys chasing after her. 我们说这个追求谁，用这样一个单词就是追逐， chase. Chase after someone.
Yeah, if you chase after someone, you pursue someone romantically because you want him or her to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's not like chasing after an animal or something that you want to kill the animal.
其实呢，猫追老鼠也是 chasing,
yeah,
对不对？
Yeah.
其实还有就是说，追求人的时候，还有个单词叫 pursue, 也是。
Yeah, so this doesn't mean that many guys were trying to kill her or something. It's just many guys really liked her.
今天的这些爱情词汇呢，大家也不妨打包的记一下哈，笔记都写起来哈，或者是在聊天室当中呢自己打一打字啊，熟悉熟悉这些单词。There were many guys, 有很多的追求者。Many guys chasing after her. Chase after, 我们学到了追求谁。他身边呢有不乏有很多的追求者，这个女她。While he was average looking, shy and awkward. 可是这位男生呢却是 average looking.长相平平。
Yeah, just not very handsome, but also not super ugly, just normal looking.
外表很普通，长相很平常，同时性格非常的腼腆， shy.
Yes, like not daring to talk a lot, or like a little bit afraid to introduce himself to strangers, that kind of things.
而且还非常的 awkward.Awkward 是比较尴尬的。
Yeah, a bit clumsy, a little bit like not knowing what to do with yourself. That's awkward.
就是那种笨手笨脚的。
Yeah.
手脚也不知道怎么放，也不知道呢怎么跟女孩说话。
Yeah.
笨手笨脚。
Many guys in like high school, they're often a little bit awkward when they want to ask a girl out for a date or something. They don't know what to do and nervous.
开口约女生这种事儿肯定是做不来的。另外呢，偷偷看别人一眼都自己都不知道怎么放那个眼神儿。
Yeah.
就是那样的一种 clumsy, 那种 awkward. 好，是这样的一个男生哈。
At the end of the party, he finally summoned all his courage and invited the girl to have a coffee with him.
哎，这男生啊还是不错的哈。
Yeah.
At the end of the party, 当然在派对结束的时候呢， he finally, 大家看这里有一个单词叫 summon, S-U-M-M-O-N, summon, 这个单词一定要跟 courage 连用，就是什么？鼓起勇气。
Yeah, like to summon means to gather together and make ready for action. Take action by gathering all of your courage.
Summon 呢，它的本意是召唤什么，聚集起来什么。
Yeah, to gather together.
它后面呢，要是接着 courage, 勇气的话，就太合适不过了。召集勇气，是不是鼓足勇气的意思？
Yeah.
鼓足了 summon all his courage and invite the girl to have coffee with him. 还真是鼓足勇气请他的女神跟他一起去喝咖啡。
Yeah, if you ask someone to have a coffee with you, you don't actually ask them to drink really a cup of coffee with you, because like you just ask someone to go with you to a cafe, or to a coffee store where you can drink tea or have some cookies or even lunch. Like So, yeah, pay attention. To have a coffee with someone doesn't really mean you actually drink coffee. You can also do other things, like drink other things or eat other things.
这男生还是不错的，至少还是鼓起勇气，没有错过真爱。如果他实在是太害羞，太 awkward, 也许就没有勇气去请这个喜欢的女孩喝咖啡了。那就错过人生的幸福了，是不是？所以该有勇气的时候还得有点勇气，你不能老等。
Yeah.
你等等着女孩来约你啊，那恐怕不可能。
Yeah, he's very assertive. He's very like, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, what do I have to lose? So, yeah.
毕竟这种事情还是得男生主动才行。你哪个女生主动去、
oh, ？Really?
那就是说呀，哪个女生主动去请男孩喝咖啡合适吗？
Well,
文化差异
yeah, definitely, definitely.
我就知道朱迪老师要反驳我。
In the Netherlands, if, like, I'm not single anymore, but if I would be single and I'd be in the Netherlands, then if I would see a guy I really like, then I would ask him out, yes.、Mm. Like, that is pretty normal, but yeah, here... I don't see many Chinese girls do it, but there must be some.
好，就是我们中国的大众文化就这样的，觉得还是让男生比较主动一点好一些
yeah, yeah, yeah.
啊，比较正常一些。
Of course, it feels more like I don't know that it's a gentleman when he asks you out. So, like I personally like that too. Of course,
不过
every girl likes that.
不过呢，就算是男生请你出去喝咖啡，也不代表怎么样，是吧
？Yeah.
也作为女孩子来讲，也不要太会错意。你看，很多女孩子到了中国，女孩子到了国外以后，看到男生主动给她拉这个座椅啊，或者是推门啊，啊，或者是扶她下车呀，就觉得人家对她有意思。哎，其实完全不是这样的，人家只是出于礼貌 ，out of politeness，
out of politeness，
所以也不要过于的会错意啊。那么，要是请你喝个咖啡，你就去喝就行了哈。
嗯
，she was surprised。这让他很惊讶哈，很惊讶，有男孩约他出去喝咖啡，但是呢 ，out of politeness 啊，这个短语很好，刚才我也提到了，就是出于礼貌。
Yeah, the preposition out of is used to show like a reason why someone does something, so you can translate it with like because of,
right? Out of 我们就可以理解为是 because of.
Yeah.
出于礼貌，因为礼貌。She accepted his invitation to go on a date. 她还是接受了他的 invitation 邀请 to go on a date. 好，就开始 on a date.
Yeah. If you go on a date with someone, you go out and spend time with someone you have a romantic relationship with.Or with someone you want to have a romantic relationship with.
Go on a date 就是简单的就约个会而已。
Yeah.
它不是完全的有那种 romantic 的意思。
Mm.
它又不是 go out with somebody. Go on a date, 你跟是不是
well, if you go on a date with someone, it usually means that you really like that person romantically. Like, if a girl says, yeah, I'm going on a date tomorrow, then it's never like she's going with her best friend shopping or something. It's always like something romantic, like going out for dinner or to the cinema. Like, everyone will know what you mean, like, with going on a date.
好吧，理解为是约会好了哈。然后
They both sat in a nice coffee shop.He was too nervous to say anything, and she felt uncomfortable waiting for coffee. With him being so shy and awkward around her, it seemed like the conversation between them would never start.
啊，你看初次见面一见钟情就约会呢，肯定是什么尬聊，对不对？现在流行的词就不知道说什么。They both sat in a nice coffee shop.他们呢坐在一家优雅的咖啡厅里 He was too nervous to say anything 他这个男孩哎呀紧张的 Q-Q 结构太紧张而以至于根本说不出话来女生呢 She felt uncomfortable 啊，有点不舒服有些拘谨 Waiting for coffee 他们就这样在等着服务员呢上咖啡
Yeah, like there was no real conversation going on and they were quiet so imagine how you would feel you would also feel like a bit okay, what is this going to be?
大家都很尴尬第一次见面也不了解彼此说什么呢 With him being so shy and awkward around her with 表示一种半自的状态他是如此的害羞如此的尴尬在他的身边
Yeah,
it seemed like the conversation between them would never start看上去就似乎他们之间的交谈永远都不会开始、
yeah.
不知道谁先开口说话
yeah, We call this a deadly silence Like no one knows exactly what to say, and there's a lyric, awkward atmosphere. Everyone feels a little bit uncomfortable, and like, yeah, like, okay, I don't want to be here, that feeling.
对，有一种啊，我为什么会在这里？我在干嘛？
Yeah.
那种嗯啊都没有的情况，非常的尴尬。
The coffee was brought, and suddenly he asked the waiter, "Could you please get me some salt? I'd like to put it in my coffee." Everyone at the cafe stared at him with a strange look. His face turned red, but still he put the salt in his coffee and drank it.
先来看一下这一段 The coffee was brought 咖啡呢就被端上来了记得这里是用被动啊 Was brought And suddenly 突然间 He asked the waiter 他问服务员说 Could you please get me some salt? 请问您能给我一点盐吗
Yeah Like in a restaurant or a coffee place in America or Europe You kind of have to be polite in a way that you likeSpeak in whole sentences to the waiter or waitress. Like here in China, it's like, hey, fu, you are. And then you ask something, wo yao, this, this. But you cannot say, like, in a restaurant, like, I want a cup of coffee. No, that's very impolite. So could you please get me some? Is a very polite way of asking, of ordering something.
西餐的礼节礼仪。那你想要一些额外的配餐的时候你可以问服务员说 Could you please get me some salt?
Yes.
I'd like to put in my coffee. 我呢想给我的咖啡里加点盐。我们知道啊这个有些人他就是有一些不同的爱好各自的癖好、嗯、在咖啡里加点什么东西啊这那的或者是什么都不加。但是像他这种加盐的确实有点少见。
Yeah.
所以 everyone at the cafe, 每个人在这个咖啡厅的人呢都 stared at him. 好就外国人在这个时候也 hold 不住了都开始啊目不转睛地盯着他、
yeah.
with a strange look.都觉得很奇怪用奇怪的眼神盯着他突然间这个男生本身就很容易害羞 His face turned red 啊，唰一下脸就变得通红 But still he put the salt in his coffee and drank it 但是还是假装非常镇定的把盐放在自己的咖啡里然后喝了
Yeah, even though he thought like okay, this is a bit awkward everyone is staring at me and I feel also a bit uncomfortableHe still, like, despite that, he still drank his coffee.
他就把咖啡全部都加上盐的咖啡就都喝下去了。
She asked him curiously, why this an unusual habit? He took a couple of sips and replied, when I was a little boy, I lived near the sea. I liked playing in the sea. I could feel the taste of the sea, just like the taste of salty coffee.Now, every time I drink salty coffee, I think of my childhood. I think of my hometown. I miss my hometown so much. I miss my parents who are still living there. While saying that, tears filled his eyes.
这个时候呢，对面的女孩就非常的惊讶。
Yeah.
She asked them curiously. Curious 就是好奇的。
Yeah, it's like in a way that shows that she is like, she wants to learn more about why he's having this habit.
Why? This unusual habit. Unusual, 就是不同寻常的。诶，你为什么会有这样的一个不同寻常的习惯呢？而我们的同学们是不是听到咖啡加盐也觉得很惊讶呀？一般都是咖啡加糖啊，苦的配甜的才是，怎么能苦的配咸的呢 ？He took a couple of sips 啊，这个动词短语特别好，抿了几口咖啡 ，sip 就是抿一下
，Yeah。A sip is like a very small amount of liquid, like of a drink that you take in your mouth every time you drink something.
嗯，我看这大家呢就先别讨论这个水煮鱼跟火锅鱼了，哈，你们真是说什么都能想到吃的哈。先大家感受一下这咖啡吧，好不好？啊，他男生呢就 took a couple of sips， 抿了几口，就可以这么说 ，take a couple of sips and replied。啊，抿了几口，非常优雅，就回答到说 ，When I was a little boy, I lived near the sea. I liked playing in the sea. 我小的时候啊，家呢就住在海边呢，所以呢那时候我特别喜欢在海水里玩耍 ，playing in the sea. I could feel the taste of the sea, just like the taste of salty coffee. 玩耍的时候呢，我是可以感受到这种大海的味道的 ，taste of something 啊，大海的味道。 这味道呢就像是加盐的咖啡的味道一样。所以呢 Now every time I drink salty coffee, I think of my childhood, I think of my hometown. 这样呢我现在喝盐咖啡的时候都能够让我想起我的童年，我的故乡，而且啊我非常想念我的故乡。I miss my hometown so much. I miss my parents who are still living there.我想念我那个曾经住在那里的父母。说着说着哈 ，while saying that,
tears filled his eyes.
泪水是充满了他的双眼。
Yeah, he's very touched. He's almost going to cry when he talks about how much he missed his hometown. Like usually, when you eat something that reminds you.Like of your childhood, you feel better, right? Or like you feel very nostalgic. That's what he has like now too. Like he drinks a salty coffee and then he's like, oh yeah, this reminds me of my childhood, of the time that I was a child.
Mm.
I have that with cheese personally, but like many people have that. Like many flavors can induce certain memories and that's very, yeah, fun.
很多人都是这样啊，总有一种熟悉的味道能够让你想起自己的家乡。
Yeah.
想起自己小时候、啊、想起那些曾经欢乐的童年的时光。
Yeah, also often when Chinese students go abroad, they take like some Chinese snacks or like I always recommend them, yeah, take some Chinese like candy or something, just something from home to make you feel like you're at home for just a while. If you're very homesick, that helps.
吃个以前的冰棍啊，喝个以前的汽水啊，
yeah.
吃个大白兔奶糖啊，
yeah.
这些都是些童年的味道。当一个人他在思念自己或者是在怀旧的时候，分外动人，这个时候的人是分外的动情，也分外的动人。所以他整个很真诚地讲了这个故事以后呢，等于他们之间的这个就 break the ice.
Yeah, this is a very good icebreaker for sure. Like he's opening up about his life and about his feelings and yeah, that's a really good thing to do when you're on a first date with someone.
对啊，你看第一次跟某人约会的时候你就这么的敞开心扉、
mm-hmm.
所以对方肯定会被感动到的，是不是？
She was deeply touched. This was his true feeling from the bottom of his heart.She figured that a man who talks this openly about his homesickness must be a man who loves his home, cares about his home, and has realized his responsibilities towards his family. So, she also started talking about her childhood, her faraway hometown.And her family.
嗯，大家感觉到了，嗯，文段还是比较的简单的。我们来梳理一下，此时此刻呢，这个女孩哎是非常的被感动。
Yeah,
she was deeply touched. 啊，我们说感动可以加一个去词去修饰它，叫深深的感动了，跟中文一样。She was deeply touched. This was his true feeling. 啊，她能感受到对方呢是在诉说的自己内心的真实的感受。
Yeah,
true feeling.
His sincere and real feeling, like he's not pretending or something.
一个内向而笨手笨脚的男生呢，肯定不会是油嘴滑舌的。
Yeah,
肯定也不会是那种特别会讨女孩欢心的。所以他说出这番话的时候呢，对方肯定会很感动，而且他能感觉到这种 true feeling from the bottom of his heart.是从他内心深处说出来的真实的感受。He figure 就是他猜测，他认为，他判断。
To figure something is like to think that something will be in a certain way, or that someone will be a certain person, or to expect something to be in a certain way.
女孩呢就开始判断，开始分析说，哎，你看这样的一个人啊， a man who talks is this openly about his homesickness, talks this openly, 公开的谈论，或者是说在公共场合谈论着自己的 homesickness, 思乡之情。
Yeah, like he just openly, without any shame, admits that he is homesick.
Mm.
That he is like, yeah, having trouble with like not being at home.
一般人谁这么公开地谈自己的那种思乡之情，是不是？
Yeah, that's pretty brave, especially for like, sorry girls, but especially for a guy, it's pretty like...brave out there, like,
对啊、
usually on a first date, like, guys kind of brag, like, and they show off a bit,、
啊、
right? I mean,
这就是一反常态嘛。常态的话，男生肯定是首先要吹嘘自己的
Yeah.
成就, 是不是?
So men, this is a lesson, like usually showing off or bragging about yourself is not going to make the girl fall in love with you.
对, 他实际上展示的是自己的那个软弱的那一面,
yeah.
对吧, 柔软的那一面, 所以这就很能打动女孩子的心, 然后呢, 他就觉得这个 must be a man who loves his home, 他就猜测这个人一定是一个很爱家, 而且 cares about his home, 也很顾家的人。
Yeah,
and has realized his responsibility towards his family. 而且能够意识到他自己对于家庭的责任感, realized his responsibility towards his family.
Yeah, so he has, like, he understands what his responsibilities are towards his family, like what his family expects him to do and what he should do for his family.
你看天下的 只要是女生都会很青睐男生身上的一种特点, 就是responsibility.
Yeah, like if men have a feeling for responsibility, or if men have responsibility, then they are very attractive to most women. Then they're just good parties to have a relationship with.
对，所有的都会青睐的这样一个特点,
yeah.
而这种responsibility 是一个真正成熟的男性 身上才会有的特质。
Yeah.
So she also started talking about her childhood, her faraway hometown, and her family. 于是呢,她也开始谈论起自己的童年,遥远的故乡, faraway hometown, faraway做形容词, 还有就是家人。
Yeah, so like this is actually a perfect way to get to know each other, right? Like to tell about where you're from and how you grew up and like what you do in life and how that came to be. So, yeah, excellent icebreaker. It was a really nice talk, and also a beautiful beginning of their love story. They continued to date. She found out that actually he was a man who met all her demands. He had tolerance, was kind-hearted, warm, careful. He was such a good man, and had it not been for the salt in the coffee, she would never really have known him.
没想到, it was a really nice talk.
Yeah.
还聊得非常愉快。 这一聊吧, 就打开话匣子了。
Yeah.
两个人发现还有好多的共同语言, and also a beautiful beginning of their love story. 他们的爱情故事呢, 也由此有了一个非常美丽的开始。 很顺利, 一切都很顺利, went smoothly. They continued to date. 此后, 他们就继续开始约会了。 She found out that actually he was a man who met all her demands. 这个女孩子就发现说，哎，事实上呢，这个男生呢，满足了她对于另一半的所有的需求啊。我们说 meet demands 满足需求。
Yeah, demand is like a standard that someone has, or a requirement or need for something that someone has.
所以越了解吧，哎，就越发现这个人挺适合他的。
Yeah.
你比如说他有什么特质呢？ He had tolerance. 还有宽容。
Yeah, he is like, he can accept and respect feelings or people that are different from him, but he's open-minded. He won't judge other people based on being different.
It was kind-hearted. 还有善良,
yeah,
好心肠,
like, very friendly and gently.
还有 warm, 热情, 同时还很 careful, 还很细心,
mm-hmm.
这简直就是小说里的人物, 是不是?
Yeah, Mr. Right.
就是 Mr. Right的形象, 大家看现在, 那个电视荧幕上的,
mm-hmm.
为什么那个演员叫靳东的那么火? 就是老干部的形象就是这种, 你看, tolerance, kind-hearted, warm, careful. 他能不是吧俘获这么多女性的心吗?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. This kind of men, they definitely have a lot of women liking them.
所以他就是个典型的好男人的形象。人家不火是不可能的,是不是? 再让他塑造这些形象。所以, he's such a good man. 真是一个好男人。而且, had it not been for the salt in the coffee, 大家注意看最后一句话,是一个虚拟语气。 他用了 had it not been, 实际上是 if it not had been for the salt of the coffee, she would never really have known him. 如果要不是那杯加盐的咖啡, 他很可能再也没有机会去了解他，他很可能就由此错过了他。
Yeah, so if the coffee didn't have any salt in it, she wouldn't even have known him.
好的，我们一起来听听第二部分的情节。
It was a really nice talk, and also a beautiful beginning of their love story. They continued to date. She found out that, actually, he was a man who met all her demands. He had tolerance, was kind-hearted, warm, careful. He was such a good man, and had it not been for the salt in the coffee, she would never really have known him. The rest of the story was just like any other beautiful love story. They finally got married, and they lived a very happy married life. And sure, every time she made coffee for him, she put some salt in the coffee, just the way he liked it. After 40 years of marital bliss, he died after a short illness. One day, she found a letter he had left for her, which said, My dearest, please forgive me. Forgive my whole life's a lie. This is the only lie I ever told you. It's about the salty coffee. Remember the first time we dated? I was so nervous at that time that actually I wanted some sugar, but I said salt. It was hard for me to change what I said, so I just went ahead. I never thought that could be the start of our communication. I tried to tell you the truth many times in my life, but I was too afraid to do that. As I have promised not to lie to you about anything, now I'm dying, so I tell you the truth. I don't like salty coffee. What a strange, bad taste. But I have had the salty coffee for my whole life, since I know you. I never feel sorry for anything I do for you. Having you with me is the biggest happiness of my entire life. If I can live for the second time, I still want to know you and have you with me for my whole life, even though I have to drink salty coffee again. Please forgive me, darling, for lying to you in that coffee shop and then not telling you the truth every time you made coffee for me. I am not lying now when I say that I wouldn't want to have that coffee any other way. I am still madly in love with you. Tears fell down her cheeks as she finished reading the letter. If anybody asked her, how did that salted coffee taste? It's sweet, she always replied.
好，这就是第二段和后面所有的情节了哈。好，我们还是往下看吧。聊天聊得很愉快，然后呢，爱情故事也就此拉开了美丽的帷幕。然后呢，他也发现了这是一个挺好的人啊 ，made all her demands。接下来肯定也就顺理成章咯。The rest of the story was just like any other beautiful love story. 王子和公主的故事。
Yeah, just like a Disney fairy tale, you know, like something that every girl dreams about, of course.
They finally got married. 啊，他们终于呢还是结婚了。
Yeah.
然后呢生活得非常的快乐，非常的幸福。啊，从这里看上去呢两个人还真是那种彼此很般配。
Yeah.
They lived a very happy married life. 我们说 live a life, 过什么生活、
yeah.
用形容词去形容什么样的生活呢 ?married life.
Yeah, so the time that they were married, their life was after they married was very happy.
And sure, every time she made coffee for him, she put some salt in the coffee. 当然啦每一次呢、啊、这个女生给这个男生就是妻子给丈夫煮咖啡的时候那都必须得在咖啡里放点盐。
Yeah, that's what you do for your boyfriend or girlfriend too, right? I mean, if you cook something for him or her, or if you make a drink for something or something for him or her, then you make it exactly the way he or she likes it, right?
当然，对方喜欢什么、yeah. 你就给他做什么不就好了吗、yeah. Just the way he liked it, 就像他喜欢的那样。好了 ,after 40 years of marital,
Bliss.
啊，这个短语还要学一下。Marital 就是婚姻的。
Yeah, it's like marital is an adjective like showing that something is related to marriage.、
嗯、
so you can have like marital duties, for example, that is like to share your income.
那 bliss 呢？
Bliss is like happiness and love, a period in which you are extremely happy.
那种快乐，其实它这个 marital bliss， 咱们就可以理解为是幸福美满的婚姻。
Yeah, it's like happiness and love in a good marriage.
40年
Yeah, 40 years. Wow.
哇，就算是他们30岁遇见的，那也都70岁了啊。就算是他们20岁时遇见的，那也都60岁了。
Yeah.
所以40年的婚姻是非常不容易的。40年以后呢，这个。He died after a short illness. 啊，这个 男他呢就得了一场病。
Yeah, it happens to the best people.
这时候都已经是老年人了。
Yeah.
啊、老先生呢就得了一场病，然后呢就离开了人世。After a short illness.
One day, she found a letter he had left for her which said, My dearest, please forgive me. Forgive my whole life's lie. This is the only lie I ever told you. It's about the salty coffee. Remember the first time we dated? I was so nervous at that time that actually I wanted some sugar, but I said salt. It was hard for me to change what I said, so I just went ahead. I never thought that could be the start of our communication.
有一天 ,one day, 这个时候呢老先生已经过世了。老太太呢 ,found a letter he had left for her, which said, 发现了他给他留给的他的一封信。啊、信的内容是这么写的 ,my dearest, 我最亲爱的 ,please forgive me, 请原谅我 ,forgive my whole life's lie, 请原谅我这整个一生啊对你说了一句谎。
Yeah, don't feel angry or upset because I have lied to you about something all my life. That's what he asks.
This is the only lie I ever told you. 这是我人生当中对你说过的唯一一句谎言。
Wow, it's really perfect, man.
这个人真是了不得，刚才就老师就说了。
Yeah.
你一生中对自己的爱人说一句谎言，就唯一的一句谎言。
That's pretty, like, admirable, I'd say.
不知道是不是真的。
Yeah, like, we don't know if this is true, of course, but, you know.
这谎言就是关于这个盐咖啡。It's about this salty coffee. Remember the first time we dated? 你还记得我们第一次约会的时候吗？ I was so nervous at the time. 我那个时候太紧张了，太紧张了。以至于 I wanted some sugar, but I said salt.实际上我是想要一些糖，但是我说成了盐，都是 S 打头的字，一、
yeah.
个是 sugar， 一个是 salt。
I mean, I also do that a lot when I'm like nervous or like confused about something. Then, like if I write something like an email, then I write April instead of May. Or if I'm cooking, then I put pepper in the food instead of salt. Or like then you confuse a lot of things. If you're nervous, you confuse a lot of things.、
Mm.
So moral of the story number two is don't do things when you are too nervous to function.
对，人在太紧张的时候呢，是容易会说错话。
Yeah, you just say different things.、
但是那个时候吧，第一次约会是吧，说错话了好像也不好，
yeah.
于是呢，只能将错就错。It was hard for me to change what I said. So 对我来说呢，再改已经很难了。看来这个男生还是比较爱面子。
Yeah,
不想承认自己有错误，所以就硬着头皮扛下来了。
Yeah, like he didn't want to say it when they were having that date. He didn't want to say, oh no, I meant some sugar because he didn't want to seem stupid or something.
啊，看到这里大家能够感觉到一个男生的形象很清晰是吧？
Yeah.
又害羞又笨拙又死要面子。
Yeah.
就是那种一扛就扛了40年。然后 I never thought that could be the start of our communication.当然啦，是这么说的。It was hard for me to change what I said, so I just went ahead. Went ahead, just go ahead.
Yeah, just to go with the flow, just to let something happen.、
哎、将错就错的意思。Go ahead, 就是继续进行下去了，就顺其自然了。我也从来没有想到，这个竟然就是我们交往的开始。The start of our communication. 哎，完全没有想到，这就叫做歪打正着。歪打正着，中国话说。
Oh, okay. Thank you. I tried to tell you the truth many times in my life, but I was too afraid to do that, as I have promised not to lie to you about anything. Now, I'm dying, so I tell you the truth. I don't like salty coffee. What a strange bad taste. But I have had the salty coffee for my whole life.
他说呀，有许多次 I try to tell you the truth many times in my life、啊、有许多次我都想把这个实情呢告诉你、
yeah.
啊、说明这个人他本身是很诚实的，每次都想说，但是呢 I was too afraid to do that， 我太害怕了这么做。 我太害怕了 as I had promised not to lie to you about anything, 因为我肯定是在结婚的时候向你保证过的，就是说我啊绝对不会对你说谎。I have promised, 我已经有了这个承诺，所以我没办法把这个谎言再告诉你，这会很为难，让我很为难。Now I'm dying, 现在呢我时日不多了，时日不多了。So I tell you the truth, 我现在决定告诉你真相。真相就是 I don't like salty coffee, 我一点都不喜欢喝盐的咖啡。What a strange bad taste, 这味道太奇怪了。
He was really like suffering every time he drank a cup of coffee, but he still drank it, even though it was terrible tasting and like salt and no.
对啊，他为什么要一辈子忍受着喝盐咖啡的味道？
Yeah.
他不想去伤害对方，觉得说我当年对你说了一个谎。
I sure hope that that guy doesn't like, yeah, you know, didn't like Dutch people drink 5 cups a day or something. That would be terrible for him.
哎，什么是担当啊？男人的担当，这个不就是吗？
嗯，
是你让自己痛快，还是你让自己受苦，为了让别人痛快
？Yeah, like he's very sweet,
非常的 man. 就这种行为是真正的男人的行为。比那个枪林弹雨还像，枪林弹雨里面还像一个真正的 real man 的一个行为。But I have had the salty coffee for my whole life, 所以我决定了我的一生都喝盐咖啡。当然，盐喝的有点多了哈。
Yeah, like I hope his health is not suffering. His disease was not caused by that.、
嗯、
but, huh?
我们这个直播间里头啊，这个故事呢分成了两大群体啊，大家的反应。男生呢就觉得说啊，你看你说谎了吧，是不是啊？自己说的谎自己跪着也要喝完。女生就觉得说，哎，这个人还是不错的，要有足够喜欢啊，要对对方有足够喜欢才愿意去忍受这么多的痛苦吧。
Since I know you, I never feel sorry for anything I do for you. Having you with me is the biggest happiness of my entire lifeIf I can live for the second time, I still want to know you and have you with me for my whole life, even though I have to drink salty coffee again.
啊，很多女生看到这下面一段的时候就得掉眼泪了。
Yeah, for sure.
继续往下说 ,Since I know you, 自从我认识你以来 ,I never feel sorry for anything I do for you. 我从来没有为任何自己为你做过的事情感到过遗憾和抱歉。
Yeah, like I never regret anything that I do for you. Like, so he never has done something for her that he didn't want to do.
我所有为你做的事情，我自己都是心甘情愿的。
嗯，
啊，我没有说是违背我自己的意愿，没有违背我的初心，啊，也没有违背我对你的爱。
Yeah.
所有的都没有 I never feel sorry 所以一个人如果到自己临终的时候说出这样的话这一生也是非常坦荡了吧
yeah, definitely.
过得也是非常的有意义了吧、
definitely.
很有价值了吧你想啊你在临终的时候想没有想起任何事情让你觉得后悔有过错有遗憾这不就是完美的人生吗 I never feel sorry for anything I do for you 从来没有后悔和遗憾过Having you with me is the biggest happiness of my entire life. 和你在一起也是百般岁。Having you with me, 有你在我身边，这是人生当中最大的幸福。
Yeah, that is something that every girl wants to hear, I think, from her boyfriend. Like, it's the biggest happiness of my entire life to be with you.
你知道这种话通常都是在结婚的时候能听到对方这么说。
Yeah.
啊，就说跟你在一起是我人生中最大的幸福。
In the perfect situation, this is what you should hear.
40年以后在一起过日子还能说出这样的话。
嗯。
If I can live for the second time, 还没完还有如果有来生如果能够再活一次 ,live for the second time, 我怎么样呢
?I still want to know you and have you with me for my whole life.I
still want to know you, 我还是想跟你相识同时 ,have you with me for my whole life, 还要与你共伴一生。
Yeah, like even if like he could live again, if he could be reborn into a new life,He doesn't want any other girl. He only wants her.
Even though I have to drink salty coffee again. 即使我再喝一辈子盐咖啡，我也心甘情愿。
Yeah, so if he lives for the second time and he wants to know her, but the consequence is that he has to drink salty coffee again for his whole life, he would still do it.
所以你看，看到这里的话，大家会不会觉得这样的一个男主角啊，是一个非常简单又真实的人？
Yeah,
他的生活过得非常的真实。然后呢，他非常的就是很专一。
Yeah.
而且他不欺骗自己，也不欺骗对方。
Yeah.
但是就是这样的一个人，他一生呢，就是被这样的一个谎言所折磨着。
Yeah, like he's honest, like to other people, to his wife, but also mainly to himself. That like, for example, this letter that he writes means that he has a lot, big conscience. He's very, like, yeah, very aware of the effects of lies.
其实啊，他当时要是把这个故事，这个真相告诉了女主角的话，他们的生活也还是很幸福的。
Yeah.
因为生活的幸福取决于你什么样的人和什么样的人在一起过生活。只是说呢，他的这个爱情故事就稍许少了一些这种比较悲壮的色彩。
嗯，
啊，他要是说我喜欢喝甜咖啡，其实也没有什么，对不对
？Yeah, like even if he had said, yeah, if he had said like I like my coffee with sugar and not with salt, then I don't think there would be a problem between them as well.
对
，you know，
但是盐咖啡会让他的这个整个的这个人生和爱情故事显得有加了些许这种隐忍的一种美好和伟大在里面。
Please forgive me, darling.For lying to you first in that coffee shop and then not telling you the truth every time you made coffee for me. I am not lying now when I say that I wouldn't want to have that coffee any other way. I am still madly in love with you.
Please forgive me. 他还继续的在为他自己亲爱的人道歉啊 ,darling, for lying to you first in the coffee shop.And then not telling you the truth every time you make coffee for me. 这个歉道的很大。首先呢，我要道歉的是，我不应该 lying to you. 在那家咖啡厅就对你说谎，这是第一。第二呢， not telling you the truth every time you make coffee for me. 每一次你在为我煮咖啡的时候，我没有告诉你真相。
Yeah, like I see it happening that she brings him coffee like every day.And every time she gives him coffee, he says, Oh, thank you, darling, it's delicious. But actually, in the back of his head, he thinks, Oh my God, I have to drink salt coffee again. No, no.
对啊，你想每一次他其实很难，他很讨厌喝这个咖啡，但是每一次他都没有把真相说出口。I'm not lying now. 现在呢，我不再说谎了。我没有再说谎了这一次。When I say that I wouldn't want to have that coffee any other way.
Like,
这句话是什么意思
It means that he doesn't want to have that coffee in another way than salty. Like, even if he could choose, then he still would want salty coffee.
就是说，他的意思就是说 ，I wouldn't want to any other coffee 了。
Yeah.
我现在我没有在说谎，我很诚实的告诉你。我除了盐咖啡之外，别的我都不喜欢。
Yeah, so the coffee she made for him was coffee made in a salty way. So he says now, I wouldn't want that coffee in any other way than salty.
我现在是真的喜欢上了喝盐咖啡。
Yeah.
因为是每一次呢，你给我煮的盐咖啡。
Yeah, because you make it for me. You make it for me with like special love and care. And yeah, like it's meant for me. It's your gesture towards me, which I love.
对，所以呢，你女主角给我煮的盐咖啡，我现在是真的喜欢喝。I'm still madly in love with you. 我仍然是非常疯狂的爱着你。
Yeah, if you're madly in love with someone, you're like.Not obsessed, but it's close with someone. Like you really can think about someone all the time, and like you are only like, yeah, super in love.
40年以后得知真相的这位老太太，读完这封信以后呢 ，tears fell down her cheeks. 好，再一次这个泪水呢就从脸颊上 掉落了下来。
Yeah. Now, this is a very poetic expression, of course. Like, you see it happening, right? Like, if someone starts crying, tears, they roll down over someone's face. They roll down over someone's cheeks. Mm. That part of your face.
As she finished reading the letter, 读完这封信以后呢，泪水就从脸颊上掉落了下来。
If anybody asked her, how did that salted coffee taste? It's sweet, she always replied.
每当有人问她 how did that salted coffee taste? 盐咖啡味道怎么样啊 It's sweet, 很甜。她总是这样回答 She always replied.
Yeah. Now, why does she say it's sweet? Can you guess it?
为什么她会说 it's sweet?
Well, of course...This man, who loved her so, so much, who wrote this letter, etc., he is a very sweet man, right?
我们说一个人，英文里啊，说一个人是一个好人、
yeah.
说一个人很温暖，很贴心，很暖，我们就说 sweet. 所以这个 sweet 是一层双关意。
So that salted coffee was really like the start of their whole romance, the start of their whole life together.、
Mm.
So for her, like...Salted coffee is like a sort of symbol for his sweetness, for his kindness. Like, even though he didn't really like it, he still drank it for her. He didn't want to hurt her feelings. He wanted to be polite. He didn't want to seem stupid, etc. He did it all for her. And that is very sweet.
Mm.
So, her taste of the salty coffee is sweet.
对呀、啊、所以这个故事大家可以下来回味一下哈。其实它是关于一个这个 true love 里面一种 sacrifice,
yeah,
一种牺牲，自我的牺牲的问题。
Yeah, like for if you love someone, you are willing to give up other things too, right? I mean, otherwise you don't really love the person. So, like this guy, apparently he loves her very, very much.、
Mm.
Like, I mean, I'm not saying that drinking salted coffee is the end of the world, but...It's kind of gives you a lot of, mafan, you know, like to go through drinking salted coffee every single day.
所以我们说这个故事它整体就是关于一个 true love.
Yeah.
就让大家见识到说哇怎么还能这样哈怎么能这样就是这种不可能一种好像不符合现实的不可能。哎让我们能够感觉到有一种东西它是真实的存在着的。
Yeah.
但只要你能够做到那样的地步的话你也可以找得到或者是你也可以奉献出 true love.
Yeah, these two people, they probably never expected to get married in the first place. The girl didn't even, like, expect him to ask her out for a date. But since she was a good-natured person, she just said yes. So, don't be shy to say yes to something you never really thought of doing, or, yeah.Try to broaden your mind a bit.
聊天室当中的浩哈这位同学说因为一个善意的谎言获得一份感人的爱情。我们中国人有句古话说傻人有傻福。这个人就是因为他有点笨笨的傻傻的说错话了也不敢承认所以呢最后还是收获了一份幸福。你说他要是很是吧要是很聪明过分聪明可能这女生也不会因为这样的这个原因喜欢他。
Yeah, that is definitely possible. Like, the key is, of course, to find, like, someone who actually matches with you. Not only, like, in, like, looks or appearance, but also, like, in lifestyle and in, like, yeah, philosophy, mindset. And these people were very fortunate to met each other so accidentally.
Mm.
But that is a story doesn't mean that this cannot happen in real life.
所以真爱 true love, 它是有一种境界的。就是要真正的理解和牺牲就是你愿意为了这个 true love 去牺牲你自己所很看重的一些东西能够达到这一步你已经贡献出了你的真爱了
Yeah, and also this girl, like, even though he was like average looking and a bit shy and clumsy and there were probably plenty of other guys wanting to be her boyfriend、mm. she still was open to his efforts like she still gave him a chance、
mm. 所以如果一个比如说自我非常强烈的人
Yeah.
他很难感受到 true love， 因为他不愿意舍弃自己，像那个了不起的盖茨比当中说的那种如上帝般自由的心灵，他不愿意舍弃自己很多重要的东西，所以就很难收获 true love。 你看像这样的男人，他就是愿意，我愿意为了你我舍弃40年的啊味觉的感受，所以这就是 true love。
Yeah, he is willing to sacrifice something for her, and like, yeah, not everyone is willing to do that except if they really love someone. On the other hand, like, he's also very open about his feelings and emotions, and that is something that most men are terrified of, like,They are really, yeah, they don't want to talk about that.
好了，故事就讲到这里了。大家有什么想说的感触，节目以后马上发到我的微信上整理一下，晚上微信公众号的时候推送给大家。
Yeah.
好，谢谢 Judy 老师，谢谢大家跟我们一起来聆听这么美好的故事，下次见。